This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Your favorite radio program is the DJV show. We're on the air. We being Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, as we work our way into the trending stories. Jennifer, you have the honors, please. You're going to bring us to Uganda?
Yes. Well, you really want me to go there? Fine. I'll do it. I don't want to say good taste because that would be weird. The Ugandan president said that a certain type of sexual activity is no longer allowed because your mouthal region is for eating only. How's that?
Okay.
I feel like you somehow made it dirtier.
Really?
Yes.
Mouthal region? You could have just said mouth.
But no, but even the certain type of sex, I feel like it went darker than it was a minute ago.
That's what I do.
Okay. Jennifer specializes in darkness.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Okay, I am from California. I complain to you guys all the time about the craziness in California. Well, it's not the people in California that are so nutty. I really do think it is the government. It seems that most people are agreeing with me. There's a new poll that's out that says an overwhelming majority of Californians want to deport more illegal immigrants. And nearly half of Californians, think about this, half of Californians support President Trump's travel ban aimed at reducing terrorism. This is according to a survey from the University of California at Berkeley. So I can assure you this is not like some conservative think tank trying to get people to bolster their case. This is something I've been feeling on the ground in California for a while. There is a backlash against Sacramento, whether you are a Democrat or a Republican, and you feel like the government here locally in the state is prioritizing people that are here illegally or people that are committing crimes over good, working, tax-paying Americans who are just trying to send their kids to school and be safe at night. And so this is a pretty big deal to have this survey backing that up, saying that the majority here, 66% actually reject the idea that the U.S.-Mexico border wall is important to immigration policy. So they don't like the wall, but they do think that we need to deport more illegal immigrants. 54% say that they support the Trump travel ban. So kind of interesting stuff out of Berkeley.
This is the bad influence that California has on other states. A couple of Washington state lawmakers introducing a bill that would make it illegal for you to even touch your phone while driving, which is the law in California. The bill would double the fine for distracted driving to $350.
Good. I'm so tired. It's bad enough. I live in New York City where everybody walks everywhere for the most part. But I bump into somebody or someone bumps into me every single day that I'm on the street.
It's so damn rude. They never say, I'm sorry.
No, they're just on the phone.
Keep walking along.
And every time I'm driving, and I mostly only drive on the Garden State Parkway or the New Jersey Turnpike to go down to visit my parents, and I see people on their phone all the time, and they're swerving out of their lane. Ridiculous. Something has got to be done.
Yep. All right, what else do we need to know, Jennifer?
This is a really strange story. You probably remember General H.R. McMaster, right? He's a former Homeland Security Secretary. Mm-hmm. Well, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Health, H.R. McMaster Sr., the father of General H.R. McMaster, died on April the 13th at the Cathedral Village Retirement Community located in Pennsylvania. The health department confirms he died of blunt impact trauma to the head.
Ooh.
And the manner of the death has yet to be determined as an accident. Now, Philadelphia police and the attorney general's office are investigating the possibility of either institutional neglect or something else. There is a lot of mystery surrounding this death that was not expected. And again, the cause of death causing a little bit of concern for law enforcement there. So suspicious elements leading to the demise of H.R. McMaster's dad. And investigators are working on that right now. Kind of an interesting story. Yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So many cases of elder abuse and neglect in those places.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Some of them are really bad. Also from the Mondo Bizarro world, John Kerry has a pool on his 10-acre farm in Butte Falls, Oregon.
Just one.
He loves this. He has one pool. He says best part of the property. He and his wife have been there for 3 years. The pond's been there for 40 years. But now the Jackson County officials say it's illegal for him to have a pond because the state law gives the county rights to all rainfall, and the Carries are not authorized to collect water in their pond, so they're going to have to fill it in.
That is so dumb.
How in the world are these people?
What state is this again?
This is Oregon, isn't it? Did I say Oregon?
I love that this is happening to John Kerry, because John Kerry has done a lot to impose a lot of laws on a lot of people. So, you know what? Good. Yay. Yeah.
Awful. Okay.
Deal with it, Johnny.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
One more story. You want one more
story? Yes, Jennifer, one more story.
Because there's
please.
Always three, you know. They always happen in sets of three. This is big news for Amazon. Even though they were being criticized by President Trump, Jeff Bezos recently revealed that Amazon, are you ready for this, has 100 million Prime members in a letter to his shareholders. Think about that. Those are the people that pay a really kind of like a membership fee is what it essentially is.
$99 a year.
Yeah, and they have 100 million people around the world that pony up that $100 to become a Prime member. And this is supposed to bolster where they are in the stock market, because they took a few hits after the president was criticizing them from the White House. So 100 million Amazon Primes. Jeez.
All right, here's the story of Elmo Jones of Aurora, Colorado. He's in court divorcing his wife, and his lawyer presents evidence that his wife's son is not his son. He did not father their son. So they refused to award the wife any child support because she was trying to get it from him and he's not the father. But despite that, the Department of Veterans Affairs, leave it to them, has begun to garnish his military retirement benefits so that her son, not by him, can have what the court another court says he's entitled to. So one court says in the divorce the son's not entitled to be supported by the father who's not his father, but yet they go to the military court and the military court says, yeah, we are supposed to give money. It's not in our jurisdiction to decide who the father is.
Okay, wait.
So they've done
for
DNA
those of us playing the home edition of this game, could you just give us the facts one more time?
Can you believe that? She's trying to get money out of this guy in the divorce to pay for a son that she had with somebody else.
Yeah, but has he been raising this son?
I don't have that much information.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
She's probably not going to lose or she'll probably lose because the court is going to look at biological, I think, right?
Yeah, you would think.
For money?
Yeah. All right, here's something else that really, this is from Farmer Doug, not necessarily Broadcaster Doug. You know that I have a weekly radio program, an hour devoted to the American Family Farmer, and a podcast of that, which is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So those of you who are interested in the food that you're eating, interested in food news, farm news, that sort of thing, you might want to check out the aggregate, because it's all archived at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This week, the focus is on the farm bill. The House Agriculture Committee has voted to include an amendment which came from Representative Steve King. Those of you listening on our stations in Iowa, how the hell this guy gets elected is beyond me, because he's not doing this in your interest. He's in the pocket of the big guys. The amendment that he's added to the farm bill that came out of committee favorably eliminates the rights of any state to govern the production and manufacture of any agricultural product. It's called, listen to this, these names drive me nuts, the Protect Interstate Commerce Act, which doesn't do any such thing. House Bill 4879 eliminates you as the consumer's right to choose. It will cut the ability of local governments to protect its citizens and protect the market. The market opportunities that allow family farmers to do their job, sell their produce. Basically, what this does is keep farmers from selling their product over state lines. So in Illinois, you can't grow corn and sell it in Iowa if this thing is enacted.
That's
you realize
ridiculous.
How that eliminates your choices. How can
a farmer survive like that?
You can't.
You can't.
This is another way of these damn big, huge agribusinesses to put the family farmer out of business. There are 100 farm and food groups who have opposed this, going to Washington, sending letters, thousands and thousands, and they completely ignored it because they don't give a damn what you think. They're interested in siding with the corporate agribusinesses that are trying to take all local control of farming and food away. This is the most dangerous thing that's come down the pike for years, since the Food Safety Enhancement Act 3 or 4 years ago, which is the biggest pile of bunkum that has been passed by the House for years, another shot at farming, local farming, right to farm bylaws, that kind of stuff. This is really dangerous. This is very bad.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because clearly this is about people who are about lobbyists and right about controlling Washington D.C. Okay.
Yep.
I ask this because I don't know. Do the small farmers like you or anyone else who happens to have a small family farm? Is there a lobby that they can form together?
That's a good question. The National Farmers Union, the NFU.org, Family Farm Action is another new group, familyfarm.us, I think it was, wasn't it, Kara? Familyfarm.us, wasn't that their website? You can go
and
find.
I believe so.
Yeah, farmaction.us, I think it was.
Okay, thank you. Yes,
yeah, farmaction.us.
That NFU, the National Farmers Union, both those groups are actively working to overturn this stuff, but they don't have the money that ADM has and Cargill has and all these other bastards who are trying to take away every bit of freedom that you have. And once this, I've said this many years, once you start taking people's food choices away from them, that's when the revolution begins. This guy has sown the seeds of a revolution. Now, it may get yanked out of the bill, but it was reported favorably out of committee, and that's not good. So, something to watch. You should be in touch with. Never mind, don't leave it to the farm and food groups. Do on your own. Those of you who believe
this should be
important.
A GoFundMe.
It should be a GoFundMe
this
account.
Should be,
you're right.
Yeah. If you think about it, this is one that's really worth doing.
Putting money behind this. This is just plain bad.
How many people do you think just saw the name of the bill and said, oh, yeah, that sounds good, and just signed off
and
didn't even
read it?
Well,
that's what they do. Yep. These bums, they're able to create. Somebody sits in an office somewhere. Let's see, how can we snow everybody? How can we hoodwink everybody and make this like the Patriot Act? That damn thing is about as unpatriotic as anything you could come across. And this is to protect interstate commerce, protected by not allowing it. That's what it does. It doesn't allow food to be shipped across state lines. So get to your congressman and senator and tell them you want that bill killed. H.R. 4879, 20 after the hour.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get 50% off the HP OfficeJet Pro 6900 series. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 225-6781 and 225-6786. Ends 4/21/18.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For Throwback Thursday at 23 after the hour on the DJB show. So Doug and Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, enjoying the top five songs from this week in 1992. We're going to start with En Vogue and a song called My Lovin'. You're Never Gonna Get It. Na 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 na. Number five. Let's listen. I know all of these songs on this list, the top five from 92 this week in 92, except for this one. I don't remember this one, but you two.
En Vogue. Yes, they were, up until Destiny's Child, they were the biggest girls, the highest selling girl group
really?
Of all time. Yep.
Okay.
All right, well, they hold some records in there, too.
Number five, no pun intended. Number four is a great tune in the modern pop era. This one is really at the top of many people's overview of this is an anthem from Queen, described as an anthem, pop anthem, Bohemian Rhapsody, number four this week in 92. This wasn't really Queen either until it got, well, it kind of got warmed up from this point on. Not the original version of the song, Carol.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think what's always most impressive to me about this song is it's like 5.5+ minutes long.
Yeah.
People know all the words to it.
Yeah.
Which is not something you really find now.
Disc jockey's, well, bathroom break time.
Yeah. I don't remember what year this actually appeared on an album, but the reason it charted in 92 was because of Wayne's World, the movie. And
right.
An entire new generation of people discovered Queen as a result of the movie.
All right, so number four is Bohemian Rhapsody. Number three is one of the greatest pieces of music Eric Clapton ever did, and he's done a lot. The story of his, this really is the story of the death of his three-year-old child who fell off a bank balcony and died. And you listen to it and you know the story behind it.
I can't say anything bad about it. I would like to say something bad about this song because it's my least favorite Clapton song, but because of the meaning of it, I will refrain.
Yeah. Tears in Heaven, number three this week in 92. Let's listen to it for a bit. Tonight. Unlike any other song I've ever heard, actually. It's so unique in the way he presents it. Given what you know about him from the days when he was in Cream. He just, wasn't he on that list of the top five guitarists that I went through yesterday,
yes,
Kara?
Yeah. He was, yeah.
Yep. All right, so that's number three. Number two belongs to Vanessa Williams, talented lady. Save the Best for Last, this good pop hit. She's been an actress. She was Miss America, had to give the crown back. I forget why. Why did she give the crown back?
Because some photographer had taken some nude, scandalous pictures of her and leaked it out, I guess. And yeah.
But she's attractive lady.
Miss America, she's beautiful. I think Miss America organization just a few years ago actually issued a formal apology to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
After all these years.
Yeah. She's been had some good pop songs. A good actress, been in movies, TV shows, so good. Vanessa Williams in number two slot. Number one this week in 92 belongs to Chris Cross. 8 weeks this song was at number one. Called Jump.
Kara was being born right about this time.
Happy birthday.
Number one song on the day I was born.
Woohoo! You know, this
I'm sure my mom planned that on purpose.
What's really more interesting is that it stayed at number this type of song, staying
for
at the top
weeks.
Of the charts for eight weeks is very
crazy.
Unusual, yep. Especially in 92. So there it is. There's our list. Big songs this week in 1992 celebrated on the DJB show, 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, Lexus show off the next generation of compact luxury crossover, the UX F-Sport. This vehicle will have the best MPG in its class, according to Lexus, and will be the first Lexus to offer a subscription service where you can pay a monthly fee and get your car payment, all your maintenance and insurance covered. It will also have standard Amazon Alexa and Apple CarPlay integration. It will come with a gas or a hybrid, all-wheel drive, and be priced in the low $30,000 range. For more information, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA-US LLC.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 34 after the hour on the continuation of the DJV show for Thursday, the 19th of April. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Today is National Garlic Day. Garlic originated in Asia 7,000 years ago, used in a variety of cuisines, also for medicinal purposes. It's considered an herbal remedy. If you have a cold, get some garlic. Been suggested as also a good way to reduce your blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Garlic's antibiotic properties are well known. Then there's the folklore that tells us garlic grew from Satan's left footprint when he left the Garden of Eden. No. Ooh. Good son of a gun. Greek midwives kept evil spirits away with it. And courage-filled Roman soldiers consumed also garlic raw. To dream about garlic in the house is supposed to mean good luck. The dream includes eating garlic. There may be hidden secrets. Gilroy, California is the garlic capital of the world. Will Rogers was once quoted as saying it is the only place in America where you can marinate a steak just by hanging it outside. Oh, God, he was such a classic character. So other food and farm news, we've been talking about this farm bill that we hope you will write. You can find the information posted at facebook.com/DJV show. This is something, when it comes to food and farm, that we really need to get a handle on. There's a portion of this new farm bill. Actually, there are two pieces of this that I want you to know about. The piece that we were talking about that representative from Iowa has introduced a bill that would prohibit interstate trafficking in food. Hello, duh. But I wanted you to know about the whole, because there's a lot of discussion about the Farm Bill. It's actually, the Farm Bill itself is H.R. 2, House of Representatives. H.R. means House of Representatives 2. It was one of the first bills that was introduced in this session. The House Agriculture Committee has released their version of it, and it includes this thing that Steve, what's the rep's name?
Steve King,
from Iowa. He's in a committee that's basically suggesting that we ought to, as part of this Farm Bill, keep you, if you're a family farmer, or if you're somebody who likes to go across, it would be, if this thing passes, it would be illegal for you to go. If you live in Iowa and you go to Illinois and buy corn and bring it back home, they could stop you at the border. It's like transporting marijuana. Fresh local food would be the same as marijuana. You can't, federal law would prohibit you from carrying it across state lines. The other things that are a part of this agriculture bill, the Farm Bill, increases mandatory spending on various programs. The conservation part of it, eliminating conservation stewardship programs, saving $12 billion. Environmental quality incentives, $795 million to be saved with that. And I don't want to bore you with some of the numbers, because I think that in the part of it that deals with some of the environmental conservation programs, some of them are good, some of them are not. This just takes a meat cleaver to all of them, and I'm not sure that that's the smartest way of doing it. Where are there spending increases that would benefit you as a consumer? Funding increases by $10 million to encourage horticulture and new programs in horticulture. Let's see here. Extension programs, that is things that are done, drilling wells on farms and helping dairy farmers, that sort of thing, $250 million more in the bill. Trade promotion, $450 million. That was in the first bill before the trade the trade war started. And then there's the SNAP part of this, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That's welfare, basically. Even though there was a lot of talk about how it was going to be, the eligibility rules are going to be tightened, they've still set aside $400 million more for it under the Farm Bill. And they say that's because of supermarket increases in cost for food. that bewilders me, frankly. But anyway, the point here is that where the rubber meets the road, the Farm Bill is sort of budget neutral, but there are parts of it like this bill, the sub-bill, which is number 48. What is it? Kara, 48 something or other. We posted that on Facebook.
H.R. 4879.
That is actually part of this Farm Bill that needs to be shelved. So just information, because I think it's important for you to have that info. Other food news today, Ben and Jerry's ice cream launching some new flavors for the summer. Ben and Jerry's Glampfire Trail Mix ice cream. What in the world?
Yum. That sounds amazing.
Is it really?
Have you
chocolate
ever gone? I was about to literally ask you if you've ever gone glamping, and then the answer is definitely no.
What's glamping?
Glamping is like fancy camping. It's what really? City people do, where you bring champagne.
So Fancy Nancy
and you make
goes
stores.
On. Fancy Nancy do that?
No, but I do it.
You do it.
That's the only way. Yeah, you bring an air mattress. Fancy, you're not like on the ground.
Really?
And yeah, fancy tent. Yeah, it's glamping. It's glamorous camping.
So bring this Glampfire Trail Mix ice cream with you when you go out glamping. Ben & Jerry's also has a flavor called Gimme Some More, featuring toasted marshmallow ice cream. I just learned about this last year, what s'mores are. My sister couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I can't believe you'd have no idea.
Chocolate cookie swirls, graham crackers, fudge flakes. Now, that sounds actually good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ben & Jerry's summer flavors. All must be good if we're talking about that sort of thing. Here's the story of a bakery in Washington, Kara, helping wounded vets. I thought they ought to get some daylight shined on them. Dog Tag Bakery. And it's not like a great place to go, but it's a fairly typical coffee shop. a pastry place. But if you go inside of it, you realize that this cafe is offering more than just a hot cup of coffee. This is in Georgetown, which is the highfalutin neighborhood in D.C. Serves as a business school for wounded vets.
Their
mission
this.
Is to help them navigate the often difficult transition into the civilian workforce. The fellow that runs this, I'm sorry, the lady, Megan Ogilvy, runs Dog Tag Inc., says the program aims to ignite the human spirit in vets who feel disillusioned about what to do once they get out of the service. This is very important. We all know the problems that a lot of the people in the service are having when they get out. And so thus the name Dog Tag. Dog Tag Fellows, as they are known, work in the storefront bakery, making coffee, serving pastries, working the register. They also take courses, accounting, marketing, that sort of thing, to learn the nuts and bolts of running a small business. So this is really
this might be
this
my favorite
cool.
U.S. business story that we've done
yeah.
in a long time.
I love
time.
This, and I haven't actually heard of this place. It's in Georgetown, which is about 10 minutes from where I am right now, so I might actually stop by after work today. But one of the cool things, I'm looking at their website right now, it's just dogtagbakery.com, but I guess for starting on May 1st through June, for National Military Appreciation Month, they're actually going to be working with Starbucks, and some of their brownies and other things that they're making are going to be available in the Starbucks store. And I think if you buy it there, I think it's also going to, I think the money will probably go to National Military Appreciation Month.
And I also love that they're using hashtag baking a difference instead of making a difference.
Yeah. A couple of other quick business stories. Bed Bath & Beyond seems to be in serious financial trouble. This surprises me. Frankly, the stock is at a 10-year low. Credit ratings have cut Bed Bath & Beyond to a BBB level, which is not good as opposed to AAA. They have been affected by Amazon and Home Depot and Walmart. Specialty commerce stores are affecting their business. I think they have a fabulous store. I like going to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I'm not a good shopper.
Bed Bath & Beyond, I love it, too. If you're not a good shopper, you probably end up with stuff you don't need.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much stuff there.
Costco. It's like, So let's hope they come out of it well. Here's some news from Dick's Sporting Goods. They say they're going to destroy all of their unsold assault-style firearms in inventory. All of the unsold assault-style rifles they have, they are going to destroy. They normally send unsold merchandise back to the manufacturer, but they're going to break from that practice and just destroy the guns.
Love it.
Take part in a company distribution. They bring them over to the distribution center they have for the company, and they just burn them or whatever they do with them. But that's something for people who want to get that stuff off of the street. In a moment, we're going to help you lose weight. Stand by for that next on the DJV Show.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Please drink responsibly.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kiddie bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kiddie bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Ouch.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 after the hour now on the DJV Show. Welcome Suzanne Bell, who comes to us from Calitrin. Calitrin is the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. and I find it to be a wonderful choice. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen a lot of people come and go and some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
That's right. Yes, we have. You know, Caltrin, it's collagen. You know, we're born with it. We lose it. We're putting back into our body what our body has naturally. For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. So if you have any type of joint pain, old sports injuries, you know, that's where your collagen is going to go first.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of benefits to the Caltrin other than just your weight loss, which whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Caltrin can help.
Well, that's sort of that really is the thing that makes it unique. Most people don't, or let me put it this way. If you mention collagen, people think of what's on their face, or if you've had face work done, or you've had little bits and pieces of collagen move from one part of your body to another. And so this is a way to understand how it affects your whole body, because 20% of your body is collagen, yeah?
That's exactly right. Yes, it is. You know, and Caltrin also, it's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
All right. So on the bottle that we get of Caltrin, and by the way, you can go to toploss.com, get a special 10% discount and a free bottle when you buy three if you mention DJV, DJV. I look at it and it says, okay, take it every night. Do you really have to take Caltrin every single night? What happens if you skip it?
If you have to skip it, it's better if you do it every night, you know, do it daily, but it's right at bedtime, you know, you don't have to think about it, just take it right when you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. And the bottle also says that you ought not to eat anything, like if when I go to bed around 10 o'clock or so, if I've eaten at 7, I'm safe, right? Because you're supposed to not eat before you take this stuff for a couple of hours.
Right, Doug. You know, we say bedtime because that first phase of your sleep, that first 45 to 90 minutes, is when your body does most of its healing and repairing. It does it best on an empty stomach, and that's why we say put as long as you can between your last meal and bedtime. You know, and I know summer's approaching. It's going to be hard, but as long as you can put a couple hours, you're good with that.
Mm-hmm. So I saw somebody's comment. I don't know if it was on your Facebook page or wherever it was, that they had their dinner, they went to bed, set the alarm to wake up 2 hours later, and then take the Caltrin. Not a good idea, I'm guessing.
Not a good idea. No, sir, not a good idea at all, because, like I said, it works in that first phase of your sleep. So try not to do that. Don't ever set your alarm and get up and take it.
No, not a good idea. All right, so a lot of things are explained on the Facebook page. A lot of things, when you go to their website, you go to toploss.com. You search out the 10% offer. You get a free bottle as well. So you buy three, and you get one free, and you get 10% off. That's a pretty concise deal. So if you use the box, use DJV as the code, or you can use my name, Doug Steffen. Caltrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Get a lot of collagen. It's natural. Helps your body maintain its strength and vitality. You can also call them at 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. Let me give you that number again. 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert, or online at toploss.com. Suzanne Bell, thanks.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite.
What a great intro for Chuck Curry, huh? From the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Movie Moments, so there's got to be some silly, facetious story coming out of playing this thing. Evan, you tout this all the time. This has been one of the great sort of spectacles of modern entertainment. I've never seen it because the whole idea behind it sort of turned me off. But I know some interesting stars came out of this, didn't?
Tim Curry, the star of the film, is 72 years old today. Beside this film, which is one of the biggest cult movies of all time, I can't really say this is any sort of a great movie, Doug, but it has enough entertainment value in its court scheme at midnight shows throughout the country since its initial release in 1975. You could still go to New York City on a Friday or Saturday night and watch this movie at midnight with a crowd that dresses in costume. And one of the reasons for this film's longevity is the talent of Tim Curry, who is a very popular person among pop culture. Beside this film, he also played Pennywise, the evil clown, in the Stephen King miniseries in 1990, It. He was in Home 2, Clue, and among other movies.
Well, he was the bad Cardinal Richelieu in one of the Three Musketeer movies. I remember that. And wasn't he the baddie in the movie where Leonardo DiCaprio played the twins, the Prince twins or something? Remember that movie?
I do remember that movie.
And that too.
Yep. He's 72 years old. He took a stroke, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. But when he goes to conventions and actually takes pictures with fans, and people line up literally massive line, hundreds and hundreds of people in line. I think he gets like $100 an autograph. It does really quite well at these convention shows.
All right, more movie news with Chuck Curry on the DJV show right after this.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, so, Chucker, I was just reading an article about cougars. And in the article, the author was pointing out the age gap differences between leading men and women in some popular movies like Entrapment, Sean Connery, 39 years older than Catherine Zeta-Jones, A Perfect Murder, Michael Douglas, 28 years older than his screen wife, Gwyneth Paltrow, Six Days, Seven Nights, Harrison Ford, 27 years older than Anne Heche, as good as it gets, Jack Nicholson, 26 years older than Helen Hunt, The Horse Whisperer, Robert Redford, 23 years older than Kristen Scott Thomas.
What's
and
the problem?
So, no, I think it's just
not believable.
Huh? Is it believable that there would be these sorts of romance? John Wayne was 24 years older than Angie Dickinson in Rio Bravo. There you go. That's one for the books. All right, what else you got for movie news? That was an observation on my part, by the way.
That was a very interesting observation, Doug, and a good article. I'll be sure to read it this afternoon.
I know you will be, yes. All right, what else?
Variety's reporting. This movie pass that you have, right, costs $9.95 a month. You get one movie every day for an entire month. Variety's reporting that the company that produces this pass lost $150 million in 2017. They say this model is not sustainable, obviously, but the CEO says that the company will be profitable in 2019. I'm going to say that's not going to happen.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? All right, Chucker, thank you for making sense and for being here on the DJV Show 50.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.